This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Castalia, Ohio is home to the Blue Hole, which was a tourist attraction for almost a century. In this installment of WKSU's Oh Really, we'll find out why it's been off limits to the public for the last 29 years.
Years ago, we went out and we tried to look for it, and we couldn't find it.
Catherine Cassina from Newberry is still perplexed, and that's why she asked Oh Really, whatever happened to the Blue Hole? Her family tried to find it one day in the 1980s when they were out for a drive near Sandusky.
So it's not something that just disappears overnight. Never could find any information as to what happened, if it got sold or what.
The Blue Hole still exists and has been owned by the Castalia Trout Club since the club was founded in 1890. The private club is near downtown Castalia, a village of less than 1,000 people that sits 20 minutes southwest of Cedar Point. In the center of town is a restaurant, a gas station, and a few businesses. In the late 1800s, there was also a train depot.
So when you had to change trains to go up to Fremont, you're going to go up to Toledo, you had to wait a while.
Paul Schenige of the Castalia Historical Society says that's how the Blue Hole became a tourist attraction. Eventually, there were picnic tables, lush vegetation, a concession stand, and a gift shop. In the 1970s, Steve Sessler was working there, selling everything from postcards to wooden shot glasses. Today, he manages the Trout Club.
Blue Hole is approximately 40 foot in diameter, between 40 and 50 foot in depth. It is an artesian spring. Water comes from underground. It's void of oxygen, very clean, very clear, but it's very high in iron and calcium. That water fluctuates between 52 to 54 degrees all year long. Because it's coming from underground, it's cold.
Would this be about where people would have stood when they came?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a fence around the entire thing. They would go around the entire Blue Hole. It was just a place for serenity, and people thought maybe it might have had some healing powers or something at one time. A nice, quiet place to bring a family for a Sunday picnic.
But in 1990, that all changed.
Government passed the Americans with Disabilities Act. They were going to have to upgrade a lot of facilities to accommodate that, which is good. But then Great Wolf Lodge, Kalahari, those attractions started coming in the area, and there was just nobody coming anymore. And so it was purely a financial decision. It wasn't cost-effective to keep it open.
Today, Sessler says the cold water is perfect for his club's fish hatchery. They incubate about 30,000 eggs each year to keep the stream stocked for members who come from as far away as Oklahoma. And there are still people who come to town and want to see the Blue Hole they remember. The stone entryway is still intact along Route 269 across the street from Shirley Smith's house.
It was interesting because it said it was bottomless. It was kind of scary for me as a kid. I remember my mom was always careful to make sure we stayed back behind the rail and everything. People still today pull up to the gates, and we would think, how is it that all these people don't know it's closed? But we did find out for a while that this gate was used as a popular geocaching site.
But the people who aren't geocaching, who've come to see the natural wonder they remember, still come by too. Angie Wax meets some of them working at the gas station downtown.
In the summertime, it's almost 2-3 times a day. I tell them they can go over to the state fish hatchery, which is down the road. The back of the hatchery, there's another Blue Hole.
That's right. There's more than one Blue Hole. In fact, there's at least a half dozen, including a few on private farms and the one at the state's Castalia Fish Hatchery, which is only a few minutes away from the original tourist attraction. Andy Jarrett has managed the hatchery for the last 15 years and says the holes are a phenomenon that have roots to the south in Bellevue, Ohio.
Seneca Caverns, it's several stories deep, and eventually you get down to what they call the Mystery River, which is the same underground river source. They're all shared by the same underground river system, and as far as size, if ours is slightly bigger, a lot of people will remember the original as bigger, but most of them are remembering it when they were 8, 10, 12 years old, so everything looked bigger at that point in time.
The state fish hatchery incubates about 500,000 eggs each year to stock 70 different lakes and reservoirs throughout Ohio and is open to the public on weekdays. And one other Blue Hole that's open to the public is the large duck pond in the center of town. Like the others, it contains no oxygen, so it doesn't freeze. But if you simply must see the original, there's still a chance. The Castalia Historical Society holds a raffle each year starting in April. The 20 lucky winners get to visit the Castalia Trout Club and see the Blue Hole that people flocked to for much of the past century. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.